everyone, and welcome to our universe.
The cave-in universe.
Oh, yes. Thank you for joining us and coming back. If you're returning, if you're new, welcome, welcome. Thank you for hanging out with us today. And Kaylin, what do we got going on?
So today we are catching up on some cave-in news. I am putting my cave-in universe title on the line to see how that turns out. And as always, we're going to be doing some Mushroom Galaxy videos.
Oh, yeah. So no What's Bothering Kay. You really have none bothering you today.
No, I'm feeling good.
Yeah. So we're going to skip What's Bothering Kay, and we're going to go right into some cave-in news because we've got a lot of news to catch up on.
Oh, so, yeah. So much has been going on.
Yeah, exactly. So let's hit it.
Nice.
Aquaman.
So the old Johnny Depp and Amber Turd case is the case that everybody's talking about. So, of course, because we are a pop culture society podcast, of course, we got to talk about it along with other things that are going on in the podcasting world.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's start with this Amber Heard Johnny case. I mean, and pretty much if you've been following this case, I mean, unless you've been living under a rock, you know.
Yeah, everybody's
and if you do, you know, hey, that's fine. If that's the way you want to live your life, go ahead. But yeah, you know what's going on in this case. You know, Amber Turd. That's forever how I'm going to say her name. I'm sorry. Yeah. But so, yeah, years ago, of course, we heard the allegations that came out against Johnny Depp, you know, that he was an abuser, you know, much like a lot of the time, a lot of people were getting basically called out. And yeah, so now this case is all about him suing her for basically ruining his name.
Because all the defamation
because it wasn't true.
Yeah.
Supposedly. If you ask me, I mean, right off the bat, I think they both got some demons. Obviously, I think Amber Turd is a demon herself.
Yeah.
You know, I think Johnny Depp has demons and Amber Turd is a demon.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about this case. I mean, what do you think?
She's a narcissist is what I think. She just like is like 100% always so fake. And it's just like, you're like not even trying. Like, you're not even trying to be good at lying and you're an actress.
Yes. And there's multiple times where it's been, well, actually, let's go ahead because I've compiled.
Yeah, you have. I see that here.
Yeah, I didn't get to put them in order, but we could just talk about them as I go. But basically, so far, our favorite moments, I guess, from this trial.
Yeah.
So let's check it out.
We basically have like videos that we show each other every day. Like, oh, yeah. I saw this TikTok. You got to see this.
I mean, just starting off, I mean, check this out.
Day 13. Here I come. Didn't make the cut yesterday, so came extra early today. 3:15 a.m.
Hey, so is this a console release? Is this a Star Wars premiere? Like, what's going on? Like, there's people waiting.
I think there's a new pair of shoes coming out.
Right? Yeah, there's people waiting just to get into, I guess, be an audience of the court.
I'm sorry, justice for Johnny Depp and all, but I would not be getting up at no fucking 3 o'clock in the morning to go stand in line.
And I wish I could have found one, but I guess now we can talk about it. But you showed me a video too. I should have told you to save it, my bad. But you showed me a video too, him going to court and people were just throwing like presents inside the car.
Yes.
Like,
so,
what the fuck?
It's just this one girl that like, I guess TikTok famous. And she says she lives 20 minutes away from the trial. So she shows up and she like she's like totally unprepared. She has like a piece of paper. It says Go Johnny on it.
Oh my
gosh. Funny. But yeah, like she's showing like he's driving out of the, I guess like the court parking lot or whatever, of course, in his like security car and stuff, and people are throwing like a lady threw a big chest, like who knows what was in there, like it could have been a bomb or something,
right? That's true. Like could be anthrax. Like what's going on?
But like people just throwing like their letters and stuff.
Wow.
So
like
crazy.
He's really gonna, well, I don't know, maybe he really will get to it. He seems like the type. Like there's that video of somebody, he was doing press in another country, and this somebody like threw him on stage like a teddy bear that they gave to him. And then after, when he's walking away, the security guard's trying to take the teddy bear from him. Like, I'll get that away from you. And he slaps his hand like, no, like, this is my teddy bear.
Johnny
Depp, he's like, the fan gave the teddy bear to me, not to you.
Oh, my God.
3:15 a.m. So they're about getting there about right now because it's 3 a.m. as we're recording.
Literally, it is 3 a.m. Yes, right now, 3:15 a.m.
Because this episode is late. So hopefully we come out, you know, this episode will be out technically next week when we're supposed to have another episode out. But yeah, you know, we got to make it happen, people. We got to make it happen. But
yeah,
you know how it goes. Yes,
exactly.
So let's check this, see what's going on over there. This is where I got that from. So if you're watching the audio, it shows basically when you hear the speed up music, it's Amber Heard panicking, writing essays, and her, you know, law, her team, you know, all getting paperwork, and then it goes to Johnny Depp, and he's just casually drawing on a post-it, or, you know, like, post-it note, and he just gives it to his lawyer, like, hey, look what I drew.
It just looks like a sketch of somebody.
You're right. Like,
you're a lot bigger than Amber, correct? Physically?
I wouldn't say that.
Oh my god.
She's all pissed that he said that. The mega pint of wine.
The mega pint.
As a result of applying those protocols, what did you conclude?
Ms. Heard did not have PTSD, and there were also pretty significant indications that she was grossly exaggerating symptoms of PTSD when asked about them.
How did you make that latter conclusion?
So, one of the strengths of this test, as I mentioned,
she's just writing this whole time. This lady's giving this deposition. That's her. That's the
college. Like, what are you having to write down
in forensics? Is to make sure that the person is responding.
I hate
accurately.
This bitch. I hate this bitch. I need a copy of her due tomorrow. But I hate this bitch.
By not just asking people whether they have a symptom, but asking follow-up questions that draw out very detailed accounts of every single symptom of PTSD. And when you're really familiar with this disorder, which you need
she's,
to be
we're not going
to
draw it out the whole minute, but basically she's saying that, like, she's, like, over, like, there's symptoms of PTSD, and then you do this questionnaire, and it's, I guess the questionnaire is meant to, like, trip you up to where you're not supposed to have everything on the questionnaire.
Yeah.
And she circled 9 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
The middle of the
Amber Heard's lies unraveling.
I was screaming.
This is the security guard.
Security walks in, and they don't do anything about it.
Isn't it true that while he was on the mezzanine level and Miss Heard and her sister were there, that he was reaching for Amber's hair while he was trying to hit her with that cast?
Johnny was hitting me, and he was hitting me hard and repeatedly.
Correct?
That is not correct.
You say that you can't say for sure Pinocchio where Whitney was standing ass. On the mezzanine level during this altercation, correct?
That is correct.
It's possible that she was standing in between Mr. Depp and Miss Heard.
And
I love this.
And all we had was a little bit of separation, and my sister runs down the stairs.
Correct?
No.
You say you can't say for sure where she's standing.
Again, we're not going to play this whole video because it is 3 a.m., but more lies unraveling.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, and this lady that they paid to testify against Johnny Depp is like has notes that she keeps referring back to because she doesn't know what to say.
Stop. No.
We're
they should not be allowed to take that up there with them.
She wasn't even looking down. She was looking at the jury. Please continue.
So what these tests show was that there was a high degree of
for her for the first time in September 2019.
And then what was she reporting?
I think she was hiding in there. And again, these incidents often happen.
Oh my god.
Because the notes are meant to be sort of short to the point of about 21 and a half hours. And then I saw her in jail and penetrated her with that model. And her report to me of dissociating,
you know, says that we certainly have.
They're all fucking talking.
Fix her father. And just like she tried to fix her mother, she truly, truly believed that she could fix Mr. Depp and rid him of his substance.
Would like to refer to the testing.
To refresh my recollection.
Just a glance.
Okay. After she even put
that
the
photo. That should not be allowed.
After she put the photo up, she still is like, you asked me another question. Let me just refresh my memory.
Oh
it's
my
like,
God.
Oh no, let me go back to my script.
Oh, that's so fucking cringy.
Okay, and this is just a minute of Amber Heard trying to make herself cry. I don't know how she's an actress, but she can't even make herself cry.
She can't cry. Okay, I'm just gonna be honest. It looks like she's like constipated and just really upset about it.
She looks constipated.
She's just really upset about it.
Amber turned, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Or actually, pun intended.
Hours later.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on. That's just something they added. Oh, yes, right there when she posed for the photo.
And after you both returned to LA.
Look at that.
Why did she. She knew they were taking a
she
photo.
She knew they were, the camera was up, so she literally stopped and was like, oh.
Why do they take photos of them?
I mean, it's a freaking. Look, I mean, everyone's talking about this case media, babe. You know, TMZ, all that
and
stuff.
After you both
true.
Gotta
print some papers. Gotta produce podcasts. We gotta
literally.
Do all this TikToks and stuff, because that's what makes more money. We freaking spend hours and hours freaking making a podcast, editing a podcast, coming up with ideas, figuring out what doesn't work, what does work, and then somebody could just freaking post 3 seconds on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then, well, actually, no, I don't. I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna hate on that because, like, a lot of TikTok. Trust me, sometimes editing TikToks takes more longer and yeah. or well, at least more headaches. Than yeah. just regular editing, because it's a whole new form of a things they edit. Shit. Yeah, the editors were never used to for all these years. Like, we yeah. were told, like, filming up and down was always, like, a sin. And filming and making videos and anything. Now it is now it's the go-to. Just because yeah. everyone in the world couldn't figure out how to turn their fucking phone sideways. So they're like, now we have to make an app for all you idiots that just make videos up and down.
Literally.
Anyway.
But if you think about it, like, just one more quick thing that you said, like, how you compared it, how you said, like, TikTok is, like, for me, TikTok, I feel, is, like, FaceTime is what it seems like. You True. Know, like, people updating about their day,
Maybe
like.
I'm just getting old.
Yeah, no.
But, yeah, I mean, it's, like, yeah. FaceTime. Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, it's just, like, a FaceTime for all, like, people are like, hey, guys, like, you know, what the fuck.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, like I said, I'm not going to hate on it because yeah. it's, yeah. To get ahead in that medium, hey, you know.
Yeah.
It's either it was a part of your generation, so you grew up with it, or you got it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, we'll see.
You texted Paul Bettany, correct?
Again.
Okay. So
this is just Johnny Depp getting annoyed with the lawyer, with Amber Heard's lawyer.
You were drinking pretty heavily.
Were you there? It was a very ugly situation with Amber. So
Mr. Depp,
with
respect, trying to respect the court's time and the jury's time, that was not my question. My question was simply,
when
you would agree, you would agree that on...
Yeah, literally.
Stop.
Yeah, so basically, this, yeah, Johnny Depp's getting annoyed with this guy.
Let's pull up Exhibit 500.
Oh, yeah, this is just...
Oh, my God.
I showed you this thing. She's going to leave the Muffin Man. That look
That's
that
the
her
Muffin
and Johnny
Man's
Depp
bitch.
Gave, yeah, gave each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and after that deposition
gosh.
With
I've
the judge...
I've been seeing this so much.
It was like, I am done with this case.
Because, like, the deposition was, like, that guy, right?
Yes, exactly. The guy that was vaping.
Yes.
And driving without a seatbelt while he was doing his deposition.
And he was on a Zoom call.
Yes, he was on a Zoom call.
And then she even said, like, in the longer version of the actual, like, when she made that, like, that when she had that reaction afterwards, like, she even looked over, I guess, like, a security guard or something. Was like, that was a first for me. I never seen something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Like, that's that hilarious. Guy was just breaking multiple laws.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's, You know, that's not going to be the last we see of this case. So, you know, of course, we're
going to. It's still going on. Like, how much longer do they have?
I know, right? I just can't wait for the cross-examination when Johnny
yes.
Depp's lawyer gets to talk to Amber Heard and
yes.
call her out for all her lies. But we'll see.
Oh,
yeah,
my
so
gosh.
Probably not going to be the last time we talk about it either. So,
no.
Get ready for that. But what else we got? Do you want to go over your cave-in news? Because most of these I grabbed. And then this week, Mushroom Galaxy, your Mushroom Galaxy videos.
Yes.
So. Let's do your cave-in news.
Yeah. So I looked it up because I saw that this had happened in here in Texas and Texas Goodwill. And haven't I been saying that I wanted to go to Goodwill? Like,
yeah.
I need to go. So a Goodwill in Austin, a woman, she's like an art major or something like that. Like, she's just really
so
into
art
it.
Art smuggler?
Pretty much. No. So she was there. At an Austin Goodwill and came across this stone, right? So it's like the bust, that's the word for it, the bust of someone, right? And I think she had it for a little bit and then she started like kind of doing research because I guess somebody who's like into the arts would like be able to just feel something or like look at something and be like, oh, like this is really old. Like, I wonder where this came from. So she did her research and it actually turns out that it is an ancient Roman sculpture.
Oh, wow.
That basically, yeah, and mind you, she bought it for $35. So, look, there's her with the
with
the bust. He, like, actually looks pretty scary, to be honest with you. But, yeah, I just think it's just so crazy.
That's like live-action freaking Assassin's Creed game. There's, like, in Valhalla, there's side quests where you actually have to go and, like, find ancient Roman pieces, like, lost and, you know, scattered in the lands, and you return it to a guy. So, that's, yeah, it's, like, Goodwill and, like, even, like, places like flea markets are, like, They're kind of like hidden gems in treasure chests. Like, I know a lot of people, I've seen it on TikTok, where a lot of people go to Goodwill looking for, like, there's a certain time, I guess it's antique style, you know, 100 years ago, but there was a time where they made glass with, like, uranium or something.
People
that, like, I think it's uranium, it might be another thing, but there's people that can, because they're, like, very expensive and valuable, because obviously they don't make them anymore.
Yeah.
And, like, there's, like, a special light you have to use to, and it, like, it, the grass, the glass is like turns like a greenish color, like it has that uranium in it.
That's crazy that you say that, because she did mention that when it was out in the sun, it had a different color to it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's how she could tell.
She's like, this is something. Yeah, you could find, literally hidden gems, like a treasure chest.
But, exactly.
And because, like, obviously Goodwill, and a lot of people won't really know. Like, no one's going to, when you have that much shit too, you're not going to take the time
exactly
to look into every, thing. Yeah. So, wow.
Yeah, so it ended up being, she found out it's about 2,000 years old, and it actually was owned by somebody named King Ludwig I of Bavaria. That's an interesting
one. Oh, and was looted from the Nazis by the Allies, Americans in World War II has finally come. So that's how it came over here.
It's originally from Germany.
Okay, so that means somebody's dad was in World War II, or grandpa.
Whoa.
So great-grandpa was in World War II, and that was his thing, that he's like, I literally got this in the battlefield in World War II.
Oh, my gosh.
And his grandkids or kids are probably like, we don't need this shit. Fuck Grandpa.
Give it to Goodwill.
Like, that's so sad.
That is really sad.
I hope they find out about this.
Yeah.
Because this is, like, that would be karma for them. Like, that's so sad. Like, if somebody in your family that you're close to dies, you don't get rid of their shit, okay? No. That has value to it.
Yeah.
If there's, like, my brother said about my mom, if there's something that she wrote anything on, it's gold, So I don't understand people that get rid of people's shit, and they're like, you need to move on, It's like, okay, well, then put all that stuff in the box and put it in storage or keep it or something, because I guarantee you 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you're going to want to look, and all those memories and feelings will come back if they haven't stuck with you. Which they should, but that's a whole different story depending on the person you are and how close you are and blah blah blah. But this is crazy.
Yeah, it really, really is. And so it's actually on a loan with the San Antonio Museum of Art until next year. And then after that, I think it's headed back to Germany, she said.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's pretty interesting. Like, she's already been in contact with them over there.
That's so crazy.
Of course they want it back.
Last episode, it was you and Ali. I really enjoyed that episode. Really good stuff. Good stuff. If you hadn't seen that episode, people go back and listen to it or watch it. Good app.
It was really a gem.
I like having guests on. And I like even doing it like that. I'm sure there'll be times when we have a guest where we'll both be with them. But, right now it's just our friends, basically. So I do like that camaraderie. You want to see more guests, you always wonder why. Like, I wonder Cave and Universe doesn't have no guests. You know why? Because you're not liking, you're not subscribing, you're not freaking sharing, you're not buying the merch, you're not supporting. All right? I had to take down the site because no one's buying the damn merch. I ain't going to pay for that shit.
It's true.
Be up, sometime soon. We'll see. All right? Yeah. You got to support. You don't support, you give us encouragement. Are you going to pay? Putting ourselves digging a deeper hole. You want to start a podcast? Let me give you some advice if you're going to start a podcast. The first few years, you're going to be digging a deep financial hole, paying for everything you're paying for that doesn't pay off. But it's okay, because if you love doing it, like I love doing, I love sitting here talking shit about whatever I want with you. That's the beauty of it.
Literally.
Right?
Yeah.
Potato, potato. So the Otis, it's late and I've had a lot of coffee. Otis, Texas death row inmate executed for officer's death. So, so Texas Otis, I was about to repeat the same thing. So he faced 32 years and he was 78 years old. This Carl Wayne, how do you say that last name?
Carl Wayne Bunyan. Buntian.
Bunyan? Like the bunion toe?
Stop, do not fucking point.
So he was executed at the state penitentiary in Huntsville. He was condemned for the June 1990 fatal shooting of Houston police officer James Irby, nearly 20 year member of the force. So this cop was, I think it was at a stoplight,
stop.
His traffic stop. Yeah, is what I meant to say. Yeah, he ended up shooting him. So I don't know. This begs the question: is time enough? Because at first I'm like, okay, the dude's 78. He already served 32 years.
Yeah.
He's gonna go pretty soon, I'm sure. Like, just let him give his time. So that's what I thought at first. But then, of course, when you read the article and you go further down, then you hear the family talking about it, like, oh, this is finally closure and justice for us. It's like, oh, like,
it kind of, it makes it hard.
Yeah, it definitely does. So, I mean, being executed at 70 years old, it's like, he literally just, I don't know. That's, yeah, I don't know how to feel about that. But it just, I mean, he did a crime, and it, obviously in Texas, death penalty, so.
Yeah, and you have to pay for the mistakes that you make, so.
But, I mean, you couldn't, like, give him 20 years and then execute him when he's, like, 60 or something. It's, like, in his 60s or something.
Yeah, it does make it hard.
Like, you're just wasting taxpayer money when he's just going to end up in the same, like, you know what I mean?
That's very true.
He's going to end up, you're just going to end up doing it anyway, so why not just do it sooner and save taxpayer money? But, of course, nobody thinks about that. Think about themselves.
I guess in a way,
what's bothering Vinny today? I'm just
literally
kidding.
Right. I was gonna say that, like, I guess it too. Like, I forgot what I was gonna say.
I'm sorry, I distracted you. But I was just basically saying wasting taxpayer money, all that stuff.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. But yeah. I mean, it makes it hard. Definitely does. Let me see. I was kind of wanting to just like kind of read this. You said that the family had, like, said something. Talking about this cop case just reminded me of another cop case. We didn't bring it up.
What?
You haven't seen those two pictures that, like, some of the office pages are sharing it, because the woman, the officer that worked in the jail, and the inmate that escaped, he looks like John Krasinski, the girl looks like the lady looks like Angela Kinsey.
I actually had that from Mushroom Galaxy, but I didn't use it. But yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Yes, like, so, but have you seen the video?
Yeah, like, she just, like, casually opened
the
door.
She straight
and, like,
up opened the door, and he just followed her, and then that was it. Like, then they were gone.
They were just vanished.
Yeah, literally.
Jim and Angela just vanished.
You know, they were probably just, like, fucking in the jail, and then he was just like, come on, babe, like, you have to let me get out of here.
That's happened before, though.
Yeah.
There's, like, they've already made, like, movies and shows.
Yeah.
That's happened before.
Yeah, that story happened in Orange is the New Black. It's, every jail show.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But I guess, there's not, I actually have to find out what happened to that, because I guess they're still missing. I haven't seen anything about them being found. So, damn. I guess we'll see.
I guess so. So, two things I wanted to talk about before we get to this news article, because it's just two things we can just casually talk about.
Yeah.
But, of course, everyone knows, because, like I said, we have to catch up on news, but everyone knows about the Elon Musk Twitter deal. He's buying Twitter. He's not buying Twitter. What is he doing? It's like, bottom line, people.
What is he buying next?
Yeah, he's rich. He could do it. He's the richest man in the world. He can do it. You know, do what he want. Yeah. You can be sad about or mad about him buying Twitter. Go on the other next social network, which a lot of people were leaving Twitter for that. What is that? Freedom? Or I don't even know what it's called. But
yeah,
it's a Trump owns it. It's like Trump's trying to make his own. It's like,
that.
Yeah, it's just like, that's just, this is all nonsense, people. So we won't cover that much. But like I said, just like, you know, great white sharks out there, and we're all plankton.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, and then also, of course, Dave Chappelle, you know, got to talk about that. Dave Chappelle getting attacked on stage.
Yeah. Those guys fucked him up.
Yes.
The guys that fucking beat him up.
Even on Joe Rogan was looking at the picture, and he said that, like, definitely, like, that's why you were even said about the picture. Why does his arm look like that? Apparently, like, his arm was broken, they beat his face in. But
Dave and Busted? You should put the Dave and Busted.
But you know he's not getting charged with anything.
Are you serious? Which people were... I saw he was on the in the court, but I didn't see what happened.
People were getting mad, saying it's just the LA system, that they just like people. I've seen people on Twitter saying, like, oh, what does somebody have to do to actually get charged with a crime in LA? Because apparently they're very lenient. At the same time, like, he just attacked. Like, I mean, not just. Obviously, he has mental issues, and, you know, it's a problem. But he, like, for what he did, like, you know, that's what jail is, right? Serving the time for what you did. For what he did, he got his ass beat. I would think even Stevens.
Stevens.
You got your ass beat, go get him some help. And then even Stevens, you know. So, you remember that show, Even Stevens? Yes. That was Shia LaBeouf's Beans. Original show? Beans, yeah.
Beans was my...
Oh, man, my favorite episode was when... favorite episode was when the sister had picture day and she had to go to the dentist or something. So when she took her picture, it was all like,
oh my God. Yeah. I like the one that, okay, that one and the one where they thought Beans was like raised by aliens.
Oh my God.
Remember that one where they were like in the forest? That. They like follow him home.
Didn't they make an Even Stevens movie?
They did. It's good. I think they're like in Hawaii or something.
I think that was something like I always planned on watching that movie, but then I never did. And then I just carried on living my life.
We should watch it. I'm sure it's on Disney Plus.
Wow.
I hope so. Yeah.
We should. But anyway, back to the Chappelle thing. Like, this is the thing. Like, everyone's, you know, comparing this to Will Smith. And that made me think about something. It's like, oh, this Will Smith doing that is, you know, makes people think they can do that. But it's like, let's think kind of like reverse here.
Yeah.
If somebody, that guy that attacked on, guy attacked Dave Chappelle on stage, mental issues, needs help. Anyone, like, we hear stories all the time where fans of wrestling, you know, wrestling fans jump the guardrail and attack wrestlers. It's happened recently to Seth Rollins.
Yep.
Happened to Bret Hart during his Hall of Fame induction. And, you know, them too, they get their ass beat too by the wrestlers. They know, hey, if a fan jumps the guardrail, the wrestlers know it's open season. Like, they're going to they're gonna smash you. Yeah.
Chris Jericho too, recently.
Exactly. Yeah, there's footage you can look up on YouTube of Triple H smashing people that jumped the guardrail, Eddie Guerrero smashing people, Stone Cold smashing people. But bottom line is that those people that jump the guardrail, what is the number one thing people say? They're crazy. They need help. They got mental issues. When Will Smith did it, no one really talked about that. Like, because he's Will Smith, he did, like, he, you're doing the activity of somebody that needs help.
Yeah.
Somebody that has mental issues. Somebody that, then you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
You know, of course there's the entitlement. He's like, I'm Will Smith. I can do what I want. But that's, that, there's, like, you got to draw the line.
Yeah.
Like,
especially, like, yeah.
Like, you're a celebrity, but at the end of the day, you're a human. And if a human does something, doesn't act like that, they're, something's wrong.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's not like he was at, like, some fucking little award show. Like back in the day, remember, like, Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift's speech or something like that?
Yeah.
At the MTV Awards. But, like, this was, like, the, a prestigious event, like, that he did that at.
Exactly. And so it's, like, to think that you're going to have, which he really didn't have repercussions. I mean, he's not going to go to the Oscars again. But, like we said last time, that may affect his movie roles. But we'll see. You know, he's already, like, I mean, at that level, you're just like, whatever.
Hmm.
You know. So a VR headset can now virtually kiss you or fill your mouth with spiders, whichever you prefer, people. Of course, with VR getting, you know, advanced, that's a new thing. You know, remember, I feel like we're doing the transition, like, much how the news is doing, did the transition from COVID to the war in Ukraine and just automatically stopped talking about COVID. We're doing the transition from, like, from upgrades in, like, phones to, like, finally upgrades in, like, video games. Because at the end of the day, VR is a video game, but I think it kind of blurs the line between just technology and video games. It's like, it's like, it was with the iPhone. I feel like we already maxed on the iPhone. There was, in the beginning, it was like, it was building and building, and then it boomed, and, like, we got the badass camera, we got the full, you know, screen, we got all that stuff.
Yeah.
Now it's like,
now
I feel
they're starting,
like,
to look the same.
Exactly. Now they're starting to look the same. But with VR now, it's like, I feel like a lot of effort and technology is put in there, and it's because of the fact that if it was gaming, well, let's face it, gaming has advanced probably the fastest, you know, from literally, like, when did Mario come out? Like, think of the first, or not even Mario. I mean, I'm not going to talk about, like, when people talk about, oh, Pong or Tetris. It's like, no, I'm talking about, like, real, like, you know, kind of adventure-y type games, which would kind of be like Mario, the Sonics, you know, as early as, you know, I can remember. But, of course, I'm, you know, I'm pretty, I'm not that, that's my brother's generation that really played those types of games. But just think about that. That's, like, how long was that? That's, like, what, 40, 50 years? Like, look at video games. Like, video games almost look like, there's sometimes, you, like, the Unreal Engine 5, it looks so realistic.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And, like, the new WWE, right? Like, they look, to me, I think they look pretty good.
Yeah, it depends on the engine and the budget, of course, like, you know, how advanced the game's going to be, or how good it's going to look. But just look at that jump. So just think about that to when it comes to VR. Like, how is VR going to look in 50 years? Like, if there's already advancements now. So basically what this is so scientists from Carnegie Mellon University basically adapted Oculus Quest 2, which is the most popular VR headset. Apparently right now, like, you see how the VR has a finger, has a remote control. So right now, basically, I think they got the headset down because there's people that, once you get in there, it feels so real. And, like, you know, you've seen videos of people falling and stuff.
Crazy.
The next thing they're working on with the VR headset was fingertip sensors. They're going to make it the haptics, to where you can actually feel things and feel touch and stuff like that.
Wow.
So after that, it seems like the new thing they're working on is the mouth.
Wow.
So they adapted their, you know, they're working on it. Basically, this, I guess, adapter to the headset, to where, you can, let's see.
I would totally make out with you in VR.
Nice. I'd be down. But they'd be with our avatars, so it would be like however avatars look.
Would you make your avatar look like yourself?
No.
Me either.
What's the point?
That's true.
No, I probably would. I'd probably, like, cooler stuff, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, cooler accessories. That's the point of VR, right? You're supposed to live your life like how you... Yeah, I would be like Ready Player One, that that one guy that was like the, like his avatar was like the demon dude with like the, he had like something on his chest. It was like a big skull on his chest, but he was like this big Thanos looking. I'd be something like that.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was thinking along the lines of like I would just be really muscular.
Yeah, there you go. Be like a like a,
like a She-Hulk.
Oh yeah, see, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So particularly the haunted forest simulation is not for the arachnophobes out there. In this demo, the users had to trek through spooky woods, pushing their way through spider webs, and the sensation was felt in, on their mouse from the X swipe, followed by a user herding into a clearing where the spider jumps on the player's mouth. Then the user must shoot a flare gun at the spider, causing the spider to explode, and the player feels the resulting goo splash basically in their mouth. So, finally, if you're not freaked out enough, the players have to fight large boss spider that's dripping with venom that proceeds to rain into what user onto the user, which can be felt in the mouth.
And the server is this a spider porn?
Basically, right? This is like people are going to be like squanching to this. They found out the mouth haptics boost immersion realism and other important factors of, like I said, like, how's it going to look in 50 years? How's it going to look in 100 years? How's it going to look in 200 years? How's it going to, there's going to be a point in time where we say, hey, we finally developed this game that's so real. How real is it? It's so real that you're not going to remember this life. You're going to be birthed into a whole new world, and you're going to have to live your whole life there. You make whole new decisions where, what path you're going to go in life. You know, are you going to go to college? Are you going to, you know, go do the criminal route? You can live your life however you want. And guess what? You don't even know about this life. So when you die, you're just going to come right back to this life. It's a great game, man. Why don't you try it out?
Oh my
How do we
God.
Not know that has already happened
Stop
and we're
it.
Living in it?
Oh my God!
We didn't do a simulation episode. I gotta do my research, get all my facts straight, get everything I want to say. But we are gonna do a simulation episode, and that's the thing that's been blowing my mind. Like I said, I know it's real life, and like I know the guy, you know, that's in prison right now, or the guy working at Walmart working at like McDonald's, or you know, any job where you're not basically like, I'm not saying working at any of those places is bad. Trust me, it's not. But any job where you're not living your dream, you're probably like, okay, like, is this really a simulation? Because like, if this is simulation, my simulation sucks. That's how I feel all the time. So maybe it's not, you know, I think it's 50-50 shot. Maybe we are, maybe we are, you know. Yeah. Same, but different. But we'll go more along on that when we do an episode about it.
Yes, that'll be so fun.
All right.
Ookie dookie.
You think you can take my title from me? I'm the champ.
All right. Are you ready?
It is time
to finally defend that fucking title.
Yeah, I know. It's been so long. It really has been.
So, yeah, we might have to change the bylaws when it comes to the Cave in the Universe title, because I know we said like a few episodes ago, you're going to have to defend it every month, which didn't happen. But then again, if you did defend it every month, that would basically be one episode a month would be for the Cave in the Universe title, which we won't do that, because I'm going to be honest with you people. These episodes the main segment of the Cave in the Universe title, it's for me, really. It's for me to play out my childhood fandom, okay? Because it's the only way I can do it. So even if I lose, it's still fun. It's just fun, people.
It is fun.
It's fun. So today, what are we going to play?
So today we're going to be playing this game. It's just called High Low.
The game is called High Low. You play with that basically any deck of cards. But today we're going to play Uno High Low.
Yes.
Yeah, Uno, a little throwback to the first time we, you know, competed for the Cave in the Universe title, which was Ulo.
Who's that?
Which was Uno. So basically we got Uno deck here. We took out all the, you know, special cards and everything. So we just got the numbers. And basically how it's going to work is we're each going to pick a card. And basically whoever has the higher number gets a point. And we're going to play to pick a number between 1 and 10.
6.
Oh, I was going to choose 3. Ooh. So I forgot how to count. 9. So first to 9.
First to 9? Okay, to 9. Nice. Okay. I'm so nervous.
Are you? Yes. Are you nervous going to lose that title?
I'm nervous I'm going to lose my title.
You've been champion for how long? Like over a year?
Yeah.
It's a long title reign. It's a long title reign. You've been champion for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So, since you're the champion, you pick first.
Okay. And then should I show the camera or what should we do?
Yeah, it don't matter. You don't have to. Yeah, you can show me the camera because, you know, we're going to know right away.
Okay.
It's not like blackjack.
9.
So, oh, gosh. Already. 7.
7. Oof.
All right.
Okay.
So here, let me write this down. It's okay. Vinny is the first to 9.
Nice.
So you got 1.
Okay.
All right. And then, yeah, I guess the highest number goes first, the next.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it. 9.
Again? What? This is cheating. 1. This is cheating. This is cheating, right? This has to be.
No.
Right off the bat?
Okay, if this is 9, then that's, yeah.
Automatically starts losing. This is cheating.
Okay.
It's like when your football team loses, you find every fucking excuse. Yes. The easiest one is blaming the refs.
Yes.
You find every
excuse. God.
It's like, no, they better team won.
You just literally brought back like a childhood thing of mine that like my mom would always make fun of my brothers because my brothers were always constantly fighting. And if Kyle like got upset about something, he'd be like, Calvin, Colby, like he'd like say their name, like trying to blame them. Yeah.
Oh, trying to just, yeah, scapegoat them.
Yeah, literally. 3.
Okay.
Shut up. What? 0.
This might be an easy sweep for you.
Oh my god. Oh gosh. Okay. 1.
All right. Here we go. Beep-bow. 4.
Nice.
I'm on the fucking board. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. 3-1, people.
Okay.
3-1.
Yes, okay.
Wait, let me rewrite that.
Okay.
All right, people.
Okay, you getting ready? I'm
about to win this the comeback right here.
Oh, yeah.
No, I got a good man on the champion right
get
here.
Get my paws off or what?
Yeah. 5.
5. 8.
Well, it was good while it lasted, people. 4-1. So you go first?
Okay. 2.
All right, here we go. 8.
Okay.
Nice. 4-2.
This is like creeping up.
Creeping up on you, 4-2.
Oh yeah, you first. Sorry.
You already gave it bad juju. Five.
7.
Bad juju call. We gotta redo that right now.
It's that.
Okay. It's okay.
I feel we have.
It's all right.
To.
But if I lose, I guarantee you, it was the bad juju round. So your 5th point was bad juju.
Are you going to keep track of that?
Bad. Right there. exclamation or star bad juju. I do not claim any negative energy.
Me either.
All right, go.
Oh, 1.
5. Oh. Thank you. Maybe saying that was good.
Yeah.
Because now it's 5-3. Ah!
I keep forgetting.
3.
7.
What did we say? What was it 2?
To 9.
You know, bump up that number.
Round to 10
no,
or what?
No, it's okay. No. I'm not going to be like that. I'm just kidding. I'm not a sore loser, people. All right.
Okay.
All right. 6-3.
5.
4. Are you kidding me?
Oh my god. Babe.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Okay, so it's 7-3, so you literally have 2 more. You go first, right? Yeah.
2. All
right. 7.
Oh.
All right. 7-4 to creeping up. 5.
6.
What? So you got 1 more.
Yeah.
You got 1 more,
oh
huh?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
All right. Let's do this. Wait, it's your turn.
Oh.
You rub that bad juju on there. I'm just kidding.
3.
All right. 5. Oh. Still into it. So now 5-8.
Oh my god.
I need 4 more in a row. Basically, I need to win 4 in a row to win, people. It's not happening. I'm a realist, all right? Not happening. That's all right.
Hey, but you know what? Let me just say that this is going to be defended more often.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Ooh, that was bad. Seven.
Nine.
How ironic. How Shakespearean. So the new,
I think,
or the new, no, no, the
undisputed,
the undisputed retaining defending
Cavan world universe heavyweight Cavan universe
champion.
No, not heavyweight,
not world either, because it's universe.
Oh yeah, universe. Yeah, sorry. Oh.
No, the world champion will be the Jobber Circle champion. At least, oh. at least, you know what? When we do come out with our second podcast, and that, by the way, Jobber Circle Wrestling has moved. So if you're into our wrestling podcast, it is on its new page. Of course, yes. It's always been on its new, on its own audio feed. So it's gonna be on its page, Jobber Circle Wrestling. When we debut the Jobber Circle title,
oh,
I'm gonna pull a Triple H. I'm gonna give myself the title
first,
and that will be the Jobber Circle World title.
Yes,
but oh. Yes, right now you are the Cavan Universe champion, and I have a proposition for you, because I know we've already. This is ready part three. I've already lost three times in a row, people. So I'm gonna do something. You know, there's people who wonder why does Vinny wear glasses? You know, why he's trying to look cool? What's going on? I don't do anything to try to look cool. I wear glasses because my eyes look like shit because the lights are bright. But I wanna go against you for that title one more time.
Okay.
And it's gonna be title versus glasses.
Ooh.
If I lose, I'll never wear these glasses again.
Ooh.
On Cavan Universe. It'd be all, you know, you see all the eye bags, the red eyes, all the BS under there.
Oh my God.
All right? We're going to do, next time we go for that title, it's going to be glasses versus title.
Nice.
Because that's the only thing I put on the line. I'm not putting my hair on the line like or anything like that.
Yeah.
To me, this is like a lucha mask.
Yeah.
It's going to be glasses versus title. You know, would they do like mask versus mask or yeah. mask versus title?
Would I be allowed
like
to?
Like I said, this is for my nerdy shit, okay? I'm a wrestling nerd, all right? Deal with the people. It's
would
the
I be
is.
Allowed to take over the glasses?
Huh?
Would I be allowed to take over the glasses?
Ooh! You're going to don the glasses?
Yeah, I'm going to rock them. With the champ.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
You're on.
Red or pinky. Like that. Like that. Like that. Sealed.
Nice. It's done. It's official.
It's done.
We just had the contract signing. Oh, that was our form of contract.
You're right, yeah.
Nice. I think I'm just going to say it. The belt looks good on me. She's
it
how
does.
It goes.
It does. And, yeah, that belt would be a little too big on me because, yeah, that might be, who knows, that might be your forever belt because yeah. Maybe I, you know, by the Cavan Universe bylaws, maybe I'll just create a Cavan Universe interim champ and give it to myself.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. We'll see, you know. Hey, you know, when you make up the rules, there's always ways around it. People. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do anything like that. I got to play fair. The Universe title is a fair title.
I think it's funny because, like, the interim is, like, before the main, like, before you actually carry the title. But, like, when it's, like, we get interim title and then I win it. So I become the before champion while already champ. Man, living the good life.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
Oh, my God. Like, that is just, can we talk, he just fucking ate it. Like, he ate that punch.
Oh, but you know he wants to cry.
Oh, yeah, he probably like definitely does. He's crying
like,
on the inside.
Stay tough.
Yes. I just want to know why that kid in the back hasn't had a haircut in 7 years.
Whoa, what's with Sideshow Bob over there?
Somebody get this guy
cool.
A comb.
It's cool. You're right?
Yeah, no, but I'm just, I feel like we all had these people in our high school.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, they just get way too serious way too fast. It's like.
Yeah, it's fucking anger problems like, over here.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what to say. I'm like kind of speechless because it's like, it's cringy, honestly. It's cringy in all levels. It's like the fact that he just ate it and is staring at her like that is cringy.
Yeah.
And then, the fact that she's probably mad that he's doing that. She probably wants to hit him again. So then she's just going off.
Yeah. And I think what happened was like that he like said something and she was like, don't ever say that again. Like, I think
he said bye, bitch. All you said was bye, bitch. Like, really? Like,
well, on. Yeah. Well, she said something like, about, that she would ruin his life or something like that.
I know. She's like, he literally said bye, bitch. She's like, I'm going to ruin your life. I'm going to tell all your secrets.
Oh, my God. What? She took it too far, for
like,
sure.
You're bipolar. Like, what's going on here? Like, hey, you want to talk about it? Like, what? Like, Jesus, lady.
I know. This is a fucking kid.
Oh, these are kids. Yeah, that's right. And it's like, yeah, kid. Just like, oh. Crazy. That even makes it more cringier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my purse.
Damn, that's like literally, he was like how it was in the last video. He's like,
he couldn't believe it.
Well, yeah, exactly. Good.
Yeah, so basically good.
Instant justice. I love these types of videos.
Yeah, so for the audio listeners, this is like, it looked like more of like a social experiment. So this lady's on her phone. She leaves her big purse, right? She just seems like, her purse, the purse is huge. It has shit in it, it looks like.
Yeah.
And there's just like random guy.
Fell in his face or yeah. Popped in his face. Yeah.
This random guy is sitting there at the bench with her. She steps away to like, so she leaves her purse unattended. He fucking, like, that's what this is. Like, gets up, opens the purse, thinking like he's going to look, find something, most likely steal something.
Oh, yeah.
And it backfires because she has like this thing where like explodes fucking like paint in your face.
Yeah. It's like the ones where like,
and
they
he's
put
like speechless.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. And he's like,
yeah he can't even believe like what just happened.
Ah, it's the best.
I know,
it's like the ones with the bikes where they steal the bikes and it's like on a rope but they actually like fall off the bikes and shit. Yeah,
yes,
it's crazy.
They get what they deserve.
Yeah. Ouch on so many levels from start to finish. I thought the beginning was the ouch part.
I know.
Ow. So, like, what is this? Like a gymnast?
Yeah,
like,
acrobat.
Freaking... Oh, my God. He, like, has her, like, a... Oh, my gosh. I mean, those mats still hurt.
I'm laughing at the...
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Final Destination? Oh, yeah, the one where the... The one where...
oh, yes. The nail
she
on
was
the
gymnast
thing.
Oh,
that yeah.
was one of the cringiest ones. Ooh, like, that's... she falls and is, like, pretzel-like and shit. Mm. So fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's bad.
They need to reboot that. They're rebooting all these... like older movies, they didn't make a new Final Destination.
Yeah, because that's like every Final Destination movie scarred you on something.
Literally, like anytime I'm on a highway.
Oh
yeah, I don't like roller coasters.
Exactly. Oh wow, that brings up something I just saved for Mushroom Galaxy next week. Dang it, I wish we had it this week. But
really?
yeah, keep that in mind, people.
Stay tuned,
bruh. What's this motherfucking thing? The Saturn bug.
I knew you'd get a kick out of that one. The Saturn burger.
The Saturn burger.
The Saturn burger.
What's this motherfucking thing? The Saturn burger.
That's a big ass onion ring.
That is a big
onion
ring.
Well, that's not even a fried onion ring. It's just a raw onion ring. But
yeah.
Big, the Saturn burger.
Wendy's straight up. Wendy's, yeah, straight
up. Oh, that
was
Wendy's?
Yeah, puts up.
Oh, man, I miss Wendy's.
I know. Straight up puts a whole ass onions.
Yeah. So long.
So yeah, look like Saturn.
Yeah, not like the McDonald's dehydrated onions.
Literally, right?
Oh, I've seen that one.
Yes,
it still hurts.
It's so bad.
Is
just
that
face
real?
Plant. I want to. It's hard because it looks very real.
Like obviously they have that pattern there because they know that that happens.
That's what I'm thinking, and you even hear the pad.
Oh. But then the way that guy came in is like, was that meant to?
That's
like,
exactly what
like
I
he's
saw.
He's like, watch this, I'm going to do it.
That made it iffy for me. Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But still, regardless, what though?
I bet that happens. Like, it's so crazy.
Oh, no. No. Oh, my gosh. Why?
Wait.
You get your big ass off of my son's swing is what I would tell. Or, you know, I would hope the mom would tell
Yeah,
him.
That's like a baby swing.
Yes.
Like the, oh my God, it's so funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
Go back. That foot went right. I thought he was just going to try to jump and land like in it, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, no, it went up straight in the fire.
And then he like left it there. You know that burned. Look at that. He just like, oh.
Yeah, definitely like instantly ruined his jeans.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
No more jeans.
Yeah. Jesus. Oh my gosh. And he's still trying to look cool. He's like, I'm all right. I'm all right.
Everybody's
I just,
fucking filming.
Oh,
and
my
shit.
God. He just broke his coccyx. What is it? Coccyx? Look.
He's like, I think that's like the adrenaline.
Oh, yeah. It because it's like, hurt. Yeah, that's the worst when you're trying to do something to impress people and then you botch it. And it's like, everyone know you fucked up, dude. And then you still try to play it off. That's the worst. Like, that's why it's called playing it off. But when you... There's no playing it off when you botch something like that. It's like, no, dude, we just saw that.
Like, you
like
can,
just accept it. Like,
you can definitely be hurt. Like what? It's so funny.
Oh, my God. That guy just fucking... I bet all his freaking spine popped with that, too.
Oh, yeah.
His whole freaking upper body and lower body just went two different ways.
God.
Oh,
man. What a pool party.
What a pool party. What an episode.
I know.
Lost for the third time. Maybe I'm just not good enough, people.
You are.
Maybe it's time to take these off now. No, I'm just kidding. No. Yeah. What else you got?
I think that's it. Yeah. It's kind of it's getting to the point where it's getting hot.
It's getting. Oh, I'm not gonna go and sing that song because I know that apparently if you just lip sync some or if you just sing songs, you can get copyrighted off of that. So
yeah,
gotta watch out, people, with that. But you know, at least we got our own music. You know, speaking of music, they're in our music. Peace and love, everyone. Thank you so much for joining, hanging out with us, and you will hear from us soon.
Bye, guys.
Champ, champ. 30 minutes you forgot to record.
Yeah,
amateur move. Amateurs out there, people. Tell you what,
I can't imagine.
I know, right? You just start the podcast like that as soon as it goes, just amateurs, people, amateurs. Be like, what the fuck are they talking about? I'd be like, don't worry about it. It'll be all right.
None of your business.
Anyway, all right, cheers before we start.
Okay, cheers.
Coffee cheers.